Speciale Manifesta 7. Voci, suoni, interviste e incontri della Biennale d'Arte Contemporanea Europea, quest'anno in Italia. Tutti gli approfondimenti su radiopapesse.org. A partire da The Rest of Now, la mostra curata da Erax Media Collective a Bolzano, Hedwig Fijen, direttrice e fondatrice di Manifesta, parla ai microfoni di Radio Papesse dell'interdisciplinarità e della composta coerenza di questa edizione, di memoria, retaggio ed eredità industriale, dell'ascito culturale di una biennale itinerante, di consapevolezza politica rispetto all'impatto dell'arte contemporanea nella società civile, di identità europea, tra ideali politici e reale complessità sociale.
Well, for me it's very important that this is a very clear and very bright statement by the curators about how Europe is in relationship with the rest of the world and how Europe can also like identify itself more with globalization and how locality and microcosm is relating to what is going on in the world. And I think in a macro sense, it is the first time that we have a curatorial team for outside. So the Rex Media Collective are not really specific curators, they are artists, but they also have like a few from a totally different point of view than a European point of view, and I think this is super important. You have all kind of beautiful metaphors. They are working here in the Alumix. Alumix is the basic for the aluminium industry, which was, of course, for many years a highlight in European industry and industrial history. Now it is the highlight of the Indian or Chinese industry. So you see a lot of changes which are embedded in this exhibition. What is very important for Manifesta is that this is the first time that the curatorial teams have a kind of autonomy in their own venues. Before, all the Manifestas in terms of curatorial teams needed to seek for consensus, meaning that the individual members were put in a kind of artificial teamwork. And for me, because I did all the Manifestas, it's important to see that the statements for the different individual venues are completely sharp now. So people ask me, are there now four Manifestitas? No, they're not, because I see it as one composition with four different libretti, four different narrations, four different artistic positions, which still form the composition Manifesta 7, which is always a moment in time about what Europe is, what Europe likes to declare, what the people in Europe might think, and then specifically here in this region, Trentino Alto Adige. We still call it the European Biennium, but sometimes I think maybe we should Manifesta call only Manifesta, because the definition of Europeanness is so completely complicato, it's so difficult, and so there, it, of course, it doesn't exist, a European citizen. There is an ideal for politicians which is called the European citizen. I think Europe can learn a lot with all its differences. Like only in this region you have three languages, you have complete different cultures, you have ethnic minorities here. And I think we can learn a lot from each other if we are a little bit more relaxed and not so much afraid. People, you seem to feel more and more that people are afraid, maybe because of economical situations which they might fear. But I think if people are a little bit more relaxed and try to learn from other cultures, like for example the new fast-growing new continents like China and India, then maybe we can be a little bit more relaxed and don't need to be xenophobia, don't need to be afraid of anything is happening. Yeah, and also a broader sense of crossing borders. I think two issues are completely changed also here in Italy. First, language. If you cannot communicate, you cannot learn to understand somebody else. So the fact that also young Italians now almost all speak English makes that you can go to London to study there, makes that you can go to Berlin and at least work there or whatever. Mobility, second, to allow people to travel to one place or another. For example, in Berlin, there's a whole community of Italian artists live in Berlin. This is more important for the so-called Europeanness than being a European according to the politicians. And I think this should also be incorporated in the European culture program. Mobility and stimulate people to speak a language. It could be Spanish, could be Italian, could be any other language, because if you speak the language, you understand each other a little bit more. If you cannot communicate anymore, then I think we all finish. We were actually looking for an artist as an artistic director, because the models in Manifesta are always changing, so it's a constant experiment. It's not only roving and itinerant, as a really nomadic event, but it's also thinking carefully, how can we change the concept of Manifesta in terms of team composition, in terms of exhibition model, in terms of discursive elements. So the idea here was, what would happen if we take an artist as a curator? So we invited 24 people to set up an artistic concept, and we also invited some real curators, and we selected these three groups. It's Adam Budak and his counselors. It is Ansa Menhila and Rex Media Collective. This focus on interdisciplinary and way of working is also for the first time, because mostly they were not like invited for the former Manifestas, writers, screenplayers, philosophers, and so forth. We had one Manifesta Cinque, Five, which was focused on architecture and urban studies. But this is a very extraordinary one, because you see also that the collaboration with different fields, with different disciplines, has been matured, has been worked out quite well, as you see in Fortezza, where they're not like really only Timo Kalan's work, but furthermore they're writers who worked with a sound designer and choreographer. This is for us, of course, a new step. It could be true that this is the only moment that we do it. It could be true that next time the curators are producing a film only, or they are producing a symposium about the climate changing, because they are Reykjavik, because the theme, the concept is always related to the site. So in that sense, it is the issue makes it site specific. Well, I think for Italy itself, it is maybe a kind of a new process, but many other countries are already decennia dealing with these issues. For example, when I came here, I asked the question, is a building just a building, a couple of stones, or is a building a representation of the memoria, of the thinking, or of the experiences of people in a certain community? Don't we all also have the responsibility to keep the memoria about this building? And here specifically, I mean, the workers, the exhibition is called The Rest of Now, it is what the workers left behind. And I think it is incredible how they staged the whole conceptual context of this exhibition, because in terms of education, in terms of content, in terms of works, everything is dealing with what the memoria of this industry was here, or what steel industry or washing or laundry or the material were in general. And I think, and I hope, that also in Italy, although you have so many archaeological sites, that also this discussion comes to life. What do we do with the industrial heritage? Because you have this beautiful architectura rationale, and you can't not all deconstruct it and build new buildings. I also understand that there is a lot of money involved, but it might be discussable to get a new function. I think what the curators did last week with organizing a symposium about alumix, ex-alumix, next alumix, is trying to involve the community in the dialogue. I think you do not need to leave this only to the politicians. I think in every community, if the politicians feel that the community itself needs a certain building and can think about the function of it, there might be mountains to lift. I think there's not a long tradition of showing contemporary art or being involved in contemporary art, but there are very well-developed centers like Galleria Civica, Museum here. And I think it is possible with many people and with a lot of enthusiasm that, you know, this grows to an enormous dynamic version. I think just maybe because there was not such a long tradition, you can find more young people to work here and to set up very enthusiastically small institutions. I also think now the politicians are much more carefully thinking what is the effect of contemporary art or what is the effect of culture in society. The building of the museum and the opening of this is a good example. And also the discussion or the presentations of the politicians here, they do understand that you need more than only food and drinks and football, and that you need more for a kind of a lively, open society. And openness is also, you know, to show to the people many different ways of thinking. Maybe it's not resonance, but two consequences which we would like to focus on. One, educate people or train people, young people, so that they can find better jobs in the same art circuit in the region itself. This has been done with education, but also with, we had something like 20, 30 curatorial assistants, people working there. I'm 100% sure that those people had a very good experience, which they hopefully sustainable can use in another profession. Then I think we would always like to leave something behind, so we're not only using the money and taking it and run away, but we would like to, it could be like bricks and stones, like here, where the building is renovated for Manifest and we give it back to the community so that they can use it afterwards. Or it is the knowledge and being involved in the network. In San Sebastian they said the most important thing for us was that we were taken seriously. It was a self-consciousness which was taking place, that they didn't feel like completely in the periphery, but that the periphery is where they were, was respected, that people came there, that people spent, 133,000 people spent a couple of days in San Sebastian. And this is what the people here say. You feel that many outsiders come inside. And this is always, I think, what I understand, it gives a kind of a self-respect. And people can use this.